Hello and welcome to another edition of the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. We are constantly learning about new products being made in our state, and today we have a unique one indeed for you. In fact, the first and only company of its kind in South Carolina. Andrew Trumbull is co-founder of Low Country Kettle Potato Chips. He joins us by phone now from the company's headquarters in Charleston, South Carolina. Andrew, welcome to the program.
Hey, Mike. Thanks so much for having me.
Tell us more about your company and how it all got started.
My business partner and I started about 8 years ago. Two of us actually met while working at the Olson & Daughter, a restaurant on Sullivan's Island. I was in a manager meeting and we were talking about different kind of grab-and-go items to include in the downstairs gelateria. Someone brought up the idea of potato chips. You know, because we like to source as locally as possible at the restaurant, we kind of all jumped on our phones and started Googling chips in Charleston. Couldn't find anything. And then, you know, chips in South Carolina, and nothing was popping up. And someone at the table made a joke, you know, one of us should start a potato chip company. And that was kind of the light bulb moment. That very same day, I went and talked to Clayton Wynn, my business partner, who actually had a small coffee business at the time, and ran the idea by him, and he was very excited. That same day, we went and after work and had a beer and chatted more about how to start a potato chip company.
All right, so walk us through the steps then. How did you start this, and how are you competing with the big chip companies?
Fortunately, I came from a culinary background, so I graduated from culinary school before working my way into several different kitchens in Charleston. And we knew that, you know, because we were, you know, founded in Charleston, we want to really brand these chips as a low country, you know, flavor profile. So we wanted to have all Southern inspired flavors. So the first thing we did is we really kind of researched the most popular flavors on the market. We kind of took each one of those and gave them a Southern low country twist, if you will.
Did you find a contract manufacturer, a food company, to make these for you according to your recipes? Or are you making all these in-house? Did you set up a factory?
At first, we started very, very small scale. You know, we were still working full-time when we started off. And, you know, in the testing phase, we were actually cooking on a little countertop fryer in my apartment and mixing all the spices and coming up with recipes. But when we finally did get into production, we were working out of kind of commissary kitchens. So we bought a couple small fryers, a little seasoning mixer, and we were hand packing everything, slicing the potatoes by hand. It wasn't until a few years after we really kind of established a presence in Charleston that we took out a loan and kind of scaled up operations, moved into a large warehouse, and kind of outfitted our own production line. And we did that for a couple years, and that was a lot of hard work because we were getting very, very busy. And we eventually realized that we couldn't keep up with, you know, our in-house production. So that's kind of when we pivoted and found a co-packer to manufacture for us.
So where are they being made now?
We actually spoke with several co-packers. It's funny. The majority of them are all up north. Pennsylvania is kind of the chip capital of the world. New York's got a large presence. The particular owner of this co-packing plant was actually used to be involved with Zapp's potato chips out of New Orleans. And he had kind of mentored us a bit when we were producing them in-house. We eventually linked back up with him and, you know, welcomed our product into their production line.
All right, now talk about how you are getting these out into the marketplace. E-commerce or salespeople? Do you have a distributor?
We do actually a decent bit of in-house distribution. So a lot of the Charleston market, Columbia, Greenville, anywhere that we can get to, my business partner and I, within a day's drive, we basically created our own distribution route. So we'll make those deliveries directly. And then anything outside of the state, we work with several different distribution companies. We also do a good bit of sales through e-commerce, not only on our website, selling retail, but a few different wholesale e-commerce sites as well. We work with a lot of mom and pop shops, small businesses, but we also do work with a few different grocery stores. One of our biggest accounts that we landed was Whole Foods about 3 years ago. So they picked us up in their entire South region. We've also expanded into the convenience store markets, sell to Publix, Harris Teeter, Fresh Market. We also work with several different vending operators.
Well, Andrew, thank you so much for spending time with us today.
Hey, thank you so much, Mike. It was a pleasure.
Andrew Trumbull is co-founder of Low Country Kettle Potato Chips. He joined us by phone from the company's headquarters in Charleston. We will have a link to the company posted at our webpage so you can learn more, southcarolinapublicradio.org. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.